dawn on the morning of July 1st. Dawn in the Celebes Sea, out here at the southern tip of the island of Borneo, off the southern tip, where a great convoy of 200 ships are approaching the beach, preparatory for a frontal assault to recapture this rich oil installation, these rich oil fields, from the Japs who have held this area ever since they seized it early in 1942. The convoy has been moving toward this target for the past, well, this ship that I'm on, we've been heading south for the past 4 or 5 days. Other ships have come from much longer distances. They've been underway for weeks, not for weeks perhaps, but for at least a couple of weeks. As if by magic, these ships moving in from different ports met some 2 days ago, the rendezvous point, and then proceeding together, they have arrived now, as we said, at the attack moment. Or we are approaching the attack moment. Certainly this is the attack dawn for which so much has been planned. The LS-600 and LCI, the LCI-635, from whose deck I'm making this broadcast, is in almost the middle of this convoy, off a little on the right flank. Off to the left, there is a large transport ship. I've forgotten the technical name for it. LSI, I believe they call it. I can see hundreds of men lining the rails in full battle gear. I can see them but dimly, however, because the day is just beginning to break. There's the red of dawn in the sky out to the east. And in the sky directly ahead to the south, there's also red. Apparently it's the glare of some burning installations ashore that have been under fire, under constant assault for the past 3 weeks by bombing planes and by naval ships. And the softening up process leading up to this moment of invasion. Within a few minutes now, as these 200 ships move in toward the shore, within a few minutes, the fleets, or the guns of the 7th Fleet, are scheduled to open up in a 2-hour intensive bombardment to knock out the Japs on the invasion beaches. Since that is still some several minutes away, that hour, we'll start having a little trouble with this machine. Since that hour, as we started to say, or as we were saying, is some several minutes away, we'll stop the machine now until the action begins. You're going with us on this invasion, going with us by radio. Just imagine this scene, the sun coming up. It looks like it's going to be a clear day. The sun coming up on the Celebes Sea as this fleet, this flotilla, I don't know the technical name, of 200 assault ships, approaches slowly, steadily, toward that invasion beach at Balikpapan to begin the jump of recapturing this oil center, this great oil center, from the jet. We'll stop this recording now. If you just wait around, we'll cut it back in when something else begins. It's now 27 minutes past 7 o'clock. The wind has freshened. The sea is getting rougher. Far downwind, distance apparently of about 2 miles, we can see the flash of guns. The 7th Fleet is opened up, and faintly we can hear the booming of those guns. It's 8:30 now. We have moved in closer, some 4 miles to the east of the target area. It's obscured by a great pall of smoke. The guns of destroyers and cruisers and gunboats are firing almost steadily. But there are no heavy salvos. Each ship seems to be firing independently. The assault craft, there are scores of them in the water now, packed with fighting men, are circling about. The men, I notice, are bareheaded. Their steel helmets are too heavy to wear longer than necessary. In the 0 hour, the infantry assault is still almost an hour away. The smoke of burning Balikpapan is rising now. And the great column that goes up to the clouds. Those jets are really catching it. We are close in with the assault flotilla. Some 500 yards astern, a cruiser is firing steadily. One gun at a time. Perhaps you can hear the sound of that blast. There goes a flash, listen. See the guns flash. There they go again. Two ships have opened up close in. There is LS, LCI, from which we broadcast. The sameness about the attack now. So we'll stop for a few moments. It's 9 o'clock now. We have moved in to within some 3 miles of the invasion beach. Through the smoke, we can dimly see the outline of the shore and the hills beyond. Here and there, one can see an oil derrick. The squadron of rocket ships has dashed in close to shore and let go with a rocket salvo. The rockets arch upward, leaving long trails of smoke behind. But we are too far out to hear the sound of the explosion for sure. We are moving in closer. As yet, there has been no answering fire from jet batteries ashore. Perhaps those batteries have been knocked out. Perhaps the jet, crouched in pillboxes and dugouts, is only waiting until he can get a better target. The skies are overcast, but the sea is calmed a bit. We'll record later on as the battle progresses.
Hello,
it's 9:30. This LCI is still anchored about 3 miles out. A small boat has just pulled ashore. Pulled alongside, I should say. I'm going aboard with other correspondents to see this battle at closer range. I'll continue this recording when I get back.